sun don't keep me up, but still I rise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Super Tea Podcast Show. So, today I have a little bit longer to chat with my listeners. My phone is actually on 26% versus the other day it was on like, I think 12%, something to that effect. Anyway, the topic of today is self-regulation. And what that means to me. So for me, to self-regulate means to deal with yourself, to regulate your own emotions, to regulate your own feelings, to take ownership of them and not stuff them down or dismiss them or label them as something as they're not. So to self-regulate, it does require you to spend some time with yourself, of course. First of all, to be completely honest with yourself, second of all. And third of all, just to explore what you are experiencing emotionally. And I had the wonderful opportunity to do that recently. And, you know, it wasn't all peaches and cream. Some of it was very difficult. Some of it actually entailed tears, waterworks on my part, and me really self-soothing myself, talking to myself, and letting myself know how wonderful and amazing I am, and how I have to deal with my own stuff. And that's it. It's really all that I am responsible for is my own emotions and regulating them. So I took the time and I knew that I could have stuffed it down and forced myself to be distracted by work, because there is work that I needed to do. But the work that I need to do can wait till Monday to be completed, you know, and my well-being mentally, spiritually, and emotionally is more important than that stuff, because I am the battery to my business. So it doesn't make sense for me to go in half-assed and do stuff half-assed, because I could possibly miss something that's very important. So versus me going in half-assed and emotionally, I guess, feeling away, it's best for me to regulate my emotions. So I went through that today. I spent time with myself. I talked to trusted friends who's been in my life consistently for about 20 years. So they know me, you know. It's not like, you know, they're just learning me. They're just getting to know me. They've been in my life for 20 years. So they've been the hills, the valleys, the mountains, everything, basically, with me, you know. So it was good for me to sit down and have a heart-to-heart with them, you know, get their valuable input on things, and also just speak. Sometimes when you are just speaking your truth and your feelings, you're able to come to valid conclusions, you know. And so I was able to come to a valid conclusion on an emotional situation that I was experiencing in my personal life, and I was very happy with it, with the conclusion that I came to, you know, mentally. Emotionally, it was still a bit challenging for me, you know, because I felt like I was being lied to. I felt like, you know, it was almost the implication that my perception was in error. And I know that my perception and my intuition is key on point, you know. So to have those things questioned to me was, you know, emotionally draining. So I took the time to just be with me, you know, basically the whole day. And I took frequent naps, you know. And I'm grateful to have the freedom that I have, first of all, you know, because not everybody has the freedom to be able to really get with themselves, you know. A lot of people, the distractions that are in their lives are actually obligations that they have signed on to. And the obligations that they have signed on to are time consuming. And it doesn't allow them to actually spend time with their selves, you know. And I get that. And I'm grateful to have the opportunity to spend time with myself to self-regulate. And I feel that even if a person has a lot on their plate, that they should set some time apart for themselves to self-regulate, to deal with themselves so that they can be their optimal self, meaning they be their best version of themselves at all times. And not just a version that is best acceptable by others, for others, to others, but the best version of themselves that is acceptable to themselves. Because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you have to live with yourself. You have to live with yourself, and you have to be comfortable with yourself regardless of what other people's opinions are. Because other people, they are in your life for their moments and for their times and for their periods, but you are always with yourself. So my personal opinion is that you should always be comfortable with you. Always be comfortable with who you are. And that's how I am. That's how I strive to be. Continuously, as I grow, as I evolve, as a woman, as a business owner, as a friend, as a mother, I have to be comfortable within myself. That's first and foremost. Everything else is second priority. So anyway, I took the opportunity to do that. I had my brief moment of waterworks. I really was not trying to have waterworks, but I knew that they were a necessity, and I just allowed them to come up briefly. And go on with my day, which entailed me just being open and honest completely, you know. And then after I did that, I took a nap. And naps for me are a way to reset almost your energy, you know. If you're feeling negative or you're having a difficult time, you know, it's a good idea to take a nap. If you can, you know, because you almost reset yourself, your consciousness, you know. And I did that, and I woke up, and I was, feeling much better. Definitely feeling much better. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I feel good. Let me entertain myself with some TV. And I was watching some TV for a while. And then I ended up trying to do an exercise thing. And then I came into my room, and the walls and the home itself is just thin as fuck. So I was like hearing my neighbor fussing. And I was like, who is she fussing at? You know what I mean? And, you know, I didn't hear the other person, but I heard her. And I decided to be a little nosy, come downstairs and throw out some garbage. But by the time I came downstairs to throw out the garbage, whatever was going on was already settled. And as I was coming up the stairs from the garbage, my friend was at the door, you know. And she's like, what are you doing, you know? And I was like, girl, you know, being nosy, low-key. I ain't tell her that at first. I just was like, you know, trying to be coy with it. Like, you know, I'm just taking out the trash, you know. But I really was being nosy, too. And we laughed, and, you know, I was like, you know, what you got going on? It's like, nothing. You know, come on through. Come on down. And I was like, okay. And, you know, I had a good evening. Went down there, had a couple of drinks, and watched a good movie, and laughed, and, you know, really felt grateful coming back home, you know, really seeing the benefits of my self-regulation. My self-regulation, of course, like I said, detailed me dealing with my own emotions, analyzing my own emotions, and, you know, just regulating them, basically. And after I had did that and was open and was honest and took accountability for my actions, then it was just like, okay, the universe just opened up to show me you're on the right track. Here you go. You know what I mean? Because it was totally unexpected. I totally felt like, okay, I was just going to get through this day and tomorrow's going to be a better day. And that's how my mindset was. But the day actually ended up extremely well, extremely good. You know, I was able to actually build with positive-minded people, you know, who accept me just as I am, who I never feel uncomfortable or just no extra stuff, you know, like these people are literally part of my soul family. And, you know, it's a good feeling, and it's good. It's all good. It is all freaking good. And so I'm a couple of drinks in, if I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to let you guys know that I am. However, nonetheless, I feel amazing, you know. I purposely do not consume alcohol if I am feeling emotionally, I hate to use the word distraught, but heavy. Heavy is the word to use. If I'm emotionally heavy, I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to consume. I want to feel what's going on with me. I don't want to suppress it. I don't want to stuff it down. I don't want to deal with it later. I want to deal with the shit right here, right now. So I purposely don't, you know, and it's not because I couldn't, you know, I have a whole bar, but I chose not to. I chose not to consume because I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm never mind. I'm good. You know, like I need to deal with this. I don't need to pacify it. I don't need to stuff it down. I need to deal with it. And once I deal with it, you know, and I'm comfortable and I'm feeling good, then I'm just open, you know. And I don't even think having a cocktail was even on my agenda today, but having a cocktail with good, genuine friends is a whole different ball game, you know. And all of my friends are genuine, you know. Every last single one in my life right now is a genuine person, a genuine individual. We all are at different aspects of our evolution, of our individual life journeys, and that's cool too. But they are all authentic, and I appreciate them all. And the opportunity that I had today for my own personal self-regulation involved a close friend of mine's who I value a lot. And I don't know if they deal with their, or how they deal with their own personal emotions, because this individual has not been a part of my life for a very long time, and they just recently came back into my life. And it is a good type of, you know, energetic flow, but it is a different type of energetic flow than the energetic flows with my other friends. And I guess each friend's energetic flow should be different, as each friend is different, but most of them are similar, meaning that, you know, it's just a familiar type of feeling, you know. And the other individual, my other friend who I had the opportunity to do my self-regulation, inspired from our interactions, theirs is a little different, you know. It's a little different, and it definitely had my attention for a while, because I was just like, why is this different? Why does this feel like this? Why? I had all these questions, you know. And as I was asking these questions, rather, you know, I was just, you know, observing and you know, just observing everything, not really reacting to everything right away, but definitely catching everything, seeing everything, and observing everything. And, you know, when I did speak on some of my observations, you know, I spoke in a nicety way. So a nicety is nice and nasty together. And it's basically, I was accusatory, you know, like, hey, you acting like this, own your shit, you know. But I said it in a way like, hey, I noticed that you act a little different, you know. And they were like, no, you know, they were very defensive. And I was just like, okay, like, I don't want to fight with you, you know. I don't want to fight with you, I don't want to argue with you. I'm just saying that I noticed some things, and other people noticed some things too, and they brought it to my attention, and I want to address it, you know. But the way I addressed it could have been better, you know, and it could have been me just owning my shit instead of me being accusatory and telling somebody else to own their shit. I'm gonna tell somebody to own their shit, and I ain't even owning my own shit. Like, where they do that at? You know, so that's where it comes into the self-regulation. That's where it comes to the self-accountability. Like, how I'm going to tell you and point the finger at you and don't look in the mirror at myself and take accountability of myself and my own actions and my own feelings and my own emotions. I got to deal with me first, you know. So the result of that situation was clear boundaries going up, you know. They made it clear to me, listen, this is their viewpoint. I made it clear to them, hey, I respect your viewpoint, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to indulge, you know, with alcohol with you, because I do see a difference. I've consistently seen a difference. And, you know, I'm just going to, you know, indulge with the people that I don't get that type of energy from, you know. And I feel we're cool, you know. I feel as adults, you know, we're cool. I feel as adults, you know, we both were responsible. And I know for sure I took accountability for my sharing of my feelings in the way that I did. But I do not apologize for the emotions that I'm experiencing, because I'm an empath. I'm very receptive, you know. It is what it is. I am who I am. And, you know, all of the people who love me in my life, they just accept me for as I am, you know. And, yeah, I'm a big lover, you know. I have a huge heart. Nonetheless, you know, I have self-control, you know. I know how to self-regulate. I know how to get with myself. I know how to get in nature. I know how to tune in and tap in and be plugged in to the abundance that is always open and available for everyone, you know. But I know how to tune in, tap in, and get mine, you know. And I do that through self-regulation. I do that through self-discipline. I do that through dealing with myself openly and honestly. So that's basically the gist of this podcast. I wanted to share with my listeners, because there's so much that's going on. For example, when I went to go and chill out with my good friends, I found out that this one young man had to deal with 4 deaths in 1 week. That's almost like a death every day, you know. His cousin, his boy, his family member, and another individual. 4 people in 1 week, that's a lot. And he has a baby on the way, and just has his own personal shit that's going on in his life. And it's like, damn, you know, here I am. I thought my little opportunity to self-regulate myself was something humongous, and it's definitely felt and as intense as it could be. Nonetheless, if you weighed it against what that brother is dealing with, it wouldn't weigh as much, you know. It would not weigh as much. And it made me internally be grateful, be like just completely grateful, like, damn, I really, really got it good, you know, in spite of everything that's going on in the world, and in spite of everything that may be happening in my own personal world, I got it good. I feel grateful. I feel full of grace. I feel like God has got me covered and guided and guarded and protected and safe and secure. Like, this is an amazing, amazing experience. And then people from my past are gravitating towards me. So it's like, I know that I am a vessel of love. I know that I am a vessel of light. And I know that part of my earthly mission is to help and assist others in realizing the God within themselves and the good within themselves and conditioning their minds. And there's so many different platforms to achieve this on. Being the podcast is one of them. Also, my online course that I have, which is called Get Better Now, you know, and just sharing. I feel like just sharing my own personal experiences and just sharing the outcome of the actions that I'm taking is a good thing. I feel like it inspires others and it is inspirational, and you know, it's just an all-around good thing. So with that being said, I am gonna bring this podcast to a close. I'm going to put on some funky music in the background, but I appreciate all of my listeners, and I will be more consistent with the podcast. I am being more consistent with the podcast is what I will say and what I mean, and I look forward to you listeners chiming in, sending messages, giving me feedback, but more than anything, I am grateful to be of service to such a mass, diverse audience, and I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Super T Podcast Show.